This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL, 50 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today and actually a pretty nice day. High today about 68 degrees. And for your weekend, we'll have partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the middle 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers and highs in the upper 60s. So mild temperatures all weekend long. Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board members say it might be time to reevaluate a key planning tool used throughout the county to estimate school capacity. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
Each year around this time, school officials sign off on the annual SAPFO report, which analyzes student enrollment and estimates the need for new facilities. And although the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board last night approved this year's report without hesitation, school board members agree it may be time to review the way student generation rates are calculated. Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFries told the school board that recent projections have not been accurate, in part because new developments don't fit the model currently in place.
Some neighborhoods like Chapel Watch Village or even Chapel Hill North or the multifamily units in Winmore and Claremont, before they were completed, they had already exceeded the anticipated generation rates for students.
SAPFO stands for Schools Adequate Public Facilities Ordinance. It's an agreement between the school systems, towns, and counties to use planning data on new residential development to project school enrollment before a permit is issued. If the projections exceed school capacity, SAPFO calls for a delay on construction until new facilities are in place. But the decade-old ordinance is under fire from several directions. School officials in the Chapel Hill Carborough District are seeing higher-than-expected student generation rates from new apartment complexes, while Orange County officials say growth in Mebane is skewing their numbers. The town is not a party to the SAPFO agreement. And a recent North Carolina Supreme Court ruling may take the teeth out of the ordinance by prohibiting the towns from withholding permits to developers on the basis of SAPFO numbers. With all this in mind, Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board members want the county to consider a study to review how the SAPFO ordinance is working. A full review could cost as much as $100,000, while a report focused only on student generation rates could cost about $40,000. Annette Estrada said it might be worth the cost to look at the bigger picture.
Since both districts are interested in trying to get more accurate information, I just wonder if is it wise to go ahead and pursue a comprehensive study versus just this one piece related to the student generation rates, given our past challenges and being able to use the data to just extract one piece. Does it really give us all that we need?
Current SAPFO projections call for a new middle school for the Chapel Hill Carborough District in 2017. But LaFree said if county commissioners decide to fund the Culver Science Wing expansion this year, it will increase the capacity and delay the need for a new school by 2 years. James Etta Bedford reiterated the need for the expansion, saying the current classrooms are unacceptable.
It's not just an addition. There's no water in those rooms, so they are inadequate spaces. They shouldn't be called science labs. They're just long hallway rooms that science is taught in.
County commissioners will consider funding for the science wing at a budget work session on May 9th. The SAPFO report will be forwarded to the county for approval later this month. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news coming up in just a moment.
Southern Season is the premier destination to congratulate the graduate and shop for all mom's favorites. Shop our artisan chocolates, gift baskets, flowers, gourmet foods, and unrivaled selections of beer and wine. Visit us in-store for incredible savings, 25% off all champagne and 50% off all Vietri china. When it comes to gift-giving, selection and service at Southern Season are unrivaled. Celebrate family and friends and give the gift of great taste. University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com.
Allergies getting to you? Pollen got you pooped? Dogwoods got you down? There's no need to suffer this allergy season. The doctors at UNC Family Medicine can help. Let us put together a personalized plan to keep you from sneezing and wheezing, whether it's spring, summer, or fall. Appointments are easy, and so is the parking. Find out more on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Wright Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Wright Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a packed bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tempted.
Wright Brand Bacon, bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
Hi, this is Scott Maitland, proprietor of Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery. What's the best way to recover from the coldest winter in recent history? By celebrating spring's arrival on our outdoor patio. Our patio has been voted the best outdoor patio in the Triangle too many times to count. And it's the perfect place to toast the arrival of the crocus, wistfully dream of the dog days of summer, or just enjoy the most beautiful sunset view in Chapel Hill. This is Scott Maitland, and I'll see you at Top of the Hill, the social crossroads of Chapel Hill.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
Good morning. It is 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 at WCHL. Outgoing UNC Chapel Hill Chancellor Holden Thorpe blasted the UNC system of governance, saying it is driven by politics and entrenched stakeholders who don't want to give up their jobs. And a WCHL News special with Jim Hebner, the Chancellor said that puts UNC at a competitive disadvantage. Here is Chancellor Holden Thorpe to explain.
Would you change the governance process of the university?
Oh, yes, I would. I think we have the most complicated, convoluted governance system. I'm sure in 1971, when Mr. Friday devised the whole thing, it made perfect sense. But to have two governing boards, both politically appointed, I don't think there's anything you can do about the fact that in a public university you've got a politically appointed board. But to have two boards where there's always debate and some confusion about where the authority lies makes it very, very hard to figure out the right course of action. If you take the president plus the two boards, the chancellor works for 45 politically appointed people. Private universities have large boards, but they're not politically appointed, and some of them serve for a long time, so they develop a lot of expertise about the university.
Chancellor Thorpe said he sees a simple solution, but it's one about which he's not optimistic.
If I had the ability to change the system, I think we ought to go to a system where the chancellor just works for one board. I don't think that's going to happen because it would displace people who are in roles that they have sought deliberately. But yes, I think that that puts North Carolina at a competitive disadvantage compared to states where the president and chancellor is either working for just a campus board or just a system board.
You can hear the final part of the interview this morning at 8:30 and then again at 3:30 and 5:30 during the WCHL Afternoon and Evening News with Aaron Keck. The interview will be played in its entirety on Saturday and Sunday. Chancellor Holden Thorpe with Jim Hebner. The incoming chancellor of the country's oldest public university, Carol Folt, will enjoy several benefits beyond her $520,000 annual salary when she moves from the Ivy to North Carolina this summer. The terms are included in an agreement Dartmouth College interim president Carol Folt signed last month and that UNC released yesterday. Folt was picked last month as the first female chancellor of UNC. She replaces Holden Thorpe and will start July 1st. She must live in a Chapel Hill home provided by the university with utilities, housekeeping, maintenance, and groundskeeping paid. Folt also is entitled to a car, health insurance, retirement benefits, and leave. A database of university employees lists more than a dozen Chapel Hill Medical School professors with higher salaries than Folt's. UNC student Zana Alsous is speaking out after being arrested during Wednesday's student protest in Raleigh against recent state legislation. Here is Alsous.
And so for us, we felt as though in this moment we really have no other option.
Alsous and fellow UNC student Carissa Morrison were charged with disorderly conduct. Morrison was also charged with misdemeanor assault on a government official. Five students in total were taken into custody. The group, NC Student Power Union, mobilized more than 350 students from 10 universities from around the state on May Day. The rally started at the North Carolina State Bell Tower and ended at the North Carolina State Legislature. Protesters held a banner that read, "We demand the future. Stop budget cuts. Stop racist voter laws. Stop attacks on workers." This coming just days after 17 people were arrested during an NAACP demonstration on Monday against a House-supported voter ID bill.
In hope that other community members will see what's going on and express their discontent as well, because we know that these policies are incredibly unpopular.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory's proposed budget cuts to the UNC system total more than $140 million.
I don't know any college student who wants to pay more for tuition, who wants to lose their financial aid. And with these budget cuts, over 8 1,000 students would lose financial aid.
Art Pope is McCrory's budget director. Al Suits believes with the proposed budget cuts, affordable and accessible, higher quality education is being put at risk.
We've had call-in days where hundreds of calls have been made to him as well as Governor McCrory, again, urging them to stop attacking public education. We've never gotten a response.
Leaders at the Congressional Black Caucus, the NAACP, and the Southern Workers' Assembly delivered messages of support for the students' protest. WCHL News Time, 617, 17 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. First look at morning traffic on WCHL. It's brought to you by Cruisers, convenience marketplace serving fresh brewed, great-tasting coffee fast. So good, they guarantee it. Only at Cruisers. Good to go. Not much happening with traffic this morning. Rand Northam will be checking on it throughout the morning. You will hear from him in just a little while here. But in the meantime, if you spot any accidents or experience any kind of an unusual delay out there that we need to know about, call us in the newsroom. Let us know. We'll pass along the word to everybody else. Right now, everything is moving along just fine this morning at WCHL. Things looking good. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by USA Flooring, offering smart carpet made from sustainable materials, soft, durable, with a lifetime stain warranty. USA Flooring, 3612 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. If it goes under your floors, it's in their stores. 50 degrees right now, partly sunny, high today in the upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 45. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the upper 60s. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 48. On Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, and the high on Sunday in the upper 60s. Monday, numerous showers, chance of rain 60%, slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, and the high in the upper 60s. David Letterman not available this morning, so no top 10 list, but we have WCHL Championship Sports on the way next.
Baseball, the sound of summer.
I love it, Ron, at all levels, from the Little League to Class A to the Bigs.
Hey, Freddie, I have a trivia question for you for a change. How's a great game of baseball like our great local company, Fitch Lumber and Hardware?
All right, Ron, I'll take a swing at that. Fitch Lumber and Hardware offers a great experience at all levels, too. Not only for the professional contractor, but for the weekend amateur with home projects large and small.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware, right here in downtown Carborough.
Play ball!
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at Best Tile.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who've seen our community through a half century of changes. Their advice is gold. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base in 30 years of business. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence to bring a fresh perspective to every situation. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you this morning by Fitch Lumber Company and Hardware in Carborough. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. The number two ranked North Carolina tennis team placed a program high four selections in the NCAA Division I Singles Championships. The Women's Tennis Subcommittee announced this week the singles and doubles competition will be conducted May 22nd through 27th in Urbana, Illinois, following the conclusion of the team championship, which runs from May 17th through 21st. Gina Suarez Malaguti leads the way for the Tar Heels as the number seven overall seed in the event. The Pembroke Pines Florida senior earned the automatic bid from the Atlantic Coast Conference as the league's player of the year. By virtue of her top eight seed, Suarez Malaguti will earn ITA All-America honors for the first time in her career. Joining Suarez Malaguti in the singles field are fellow senior Zoe DeBruyker, sophomore Caroline Price, and freshman Whitney Kay. De Bruyker is appearing in the singles event for the third time in her career. As a sophomore in 2011, De Bruyker advanced to the round of 16 to earn All-America honors. Price has had a breakout sophomore campaign and will enter the postseason with a dual match record of 20-2. Kay has been equally impressive in her first season of college tennis, boasting an 18-3 mark in duels. She's the first Carolina freshman to earn a bid to the NCAA singles event since Senez Morand and Katrina Tsang were at large selections in 2007. The draws for both singles and doubles will not be announced until just before the start of the tournaments. All matches will be standard best of three sets with 12-point tiebreaks at 6-all. Carolina baseball team still ranked number one in the country, taking a little time off. The Tar Heels are 42-4, a little bit of a break for exams, and they will be back in action next Tuesday night. Same goes for the softball team, a few days off because of exams. Top recruit Jabari Parker has signed his letter of intent to play basketball at Duke. The school announced Parker's signing yesterday, more than 4 months after he picked the Blue Devils over Michigan State, Florida, Stanford, and Brigham Young during a nationally televised ceremony in Chicago. Because that decision came in December after the conclusion of the fall signing period, Parker had to wait until the spring signing period began April 17th to make it official. The 6'8" forward is one of the most highly touted recruits in years, earning a top five ranking from the four major recruiting services. He's first two-time Illinois Mr. Basketball winner and led Simeon Career Academy to four straight state championships. Coach Mike Krzyzewski says his staff is confident he will have a great career. Wonder how long it will last. And that's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
What to get your wife for Mother's Day can be tricky business. Have you ever gotten her something she did not appreciate? Like the legendary snow shovel. Yes, for Mother's Day, a true story. Or jumper cables. Again, a true story. These are legends you don't want to add to. All the while, it's so simple to get her a gift that's mother-tested and mother-approved. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. What is a mother-tested gift? We mean the ones that mothers, your wives, fellas, ooh and ah over every time they walk into our store. These are tested, men, tried on, admired in mirrors, dreamed of, wished for by hundreds of women. Yes, we know what she likes. Come see us for the gifts that pass the most demanding requirements of the most giving woman in your world. The gifts that get 5 stars and the red imprint of her lips on your face. Fellas, come see what's tested and what's approved. And you'll love how she shows her approval. Grimble Jewelers, we are mother-tested and mother-approved.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world. With instantly live streaming, you can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
625 at WCHL, 25 minutes after.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit autoowners.com. And by Sage, software and services for America's most efficient and fastest growing businesses. To learn more, visit sagetoday.com. This is Charles Osgood. As you've most likely heard, there's an ongoing outbreak of the deadly H7N9 influenza in China. And scientists around the world, including here in the United States, have stepped up work on a durable, long-lasting vaccine. What we're doing here is especially promising.
Breakthrough technologies allow you to have major jumps in performance of the vaccine. The new technologies and new ways of building vaccine molecules and antigens allow us to be in a position to have a breakthrough.
That's Dr. Barney Graham of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. They're onto something very exciting there, and we'll hear after this.
In this moment, who has your back? An insurance company delivering excellence during your claims process? Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power and Associates. Let an Auto Owners independent insurance agent have your back. But when the unthinkable happens, you get the claim service you deserve. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com.
Controlling costs and managing performance are top challenges for any business. Sage helps you to control cost and enhance profitability with fast, flexible ERP and accounting solutions while taking advantage of cloud-based services such as online payment processing. Sage links information and workflow so that you have the visibility to effectively manage your business with anytime, anywhere access. Grow your business with confidence. Grow your business with Sage. Learn how Sage is helping businesses like yours control costs at sagetoday.com.
Could there possibly be a breakthrough flu vaccine that they won't have to change every year as the viruses keep mutating? Yes, that is a possibility, says Dr. Anthony Fauci. He is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
You can actually make it, and you can put it on the shelf and have it ready for any emergence of a slight change, as you would see with seasonal flu, or a big change, as you would see with pandemic flu.
But it won't happen all at once, he says, or once and for all. So we can't say that we will have it for sure next month or next year.
So you're going to have multiple iterations of a universal flu vaccine. I can tell you for sure from experience that you're not going to have, oops, one universal flu vaccine and the ball game is over. You're going to have one that's pretty good, then another one that's a little bit better, and then after a period of time, you're going to get a really good one. It always works that way in science.
The Osgood File. I'll see you on the television come Sunday morning on CBS. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Manor. No, I'm not a basketball player. I'm a physician at Carborough Family Medicine. Come this June, I will have been taking care of patients from Carborough, Chapel Hill, and the surrounding communities for 30 years. Just like basketball, we believe in a team approach at Carborough Family Medicine, and you are part of the team. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, come join us at Carborough Family Medicine. You will find us on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. And thank you to all our patients who have made this such a great 30 years.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Women's Voices Chorus invites you to our spring concert, The Foibles of Fauna. We'll take you on a world tour of music about animals in a delightful performance that's fun for all ages. The concert is Sunday, May 5th at 3 p.m. at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Chapel Hill. Tickets are available at the door or online at womensvoiceschorus.org, where you can learn more about us and our spring concert. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about our community.
Today is your last chance to take advantage of a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Cafe Driotti. It's half off. $20 for a gift card available until midnight for $10. Today's Our Local Deal takes you to a special place within the southern part of heaven. Cafe Driotti, serving award-winning coffees, teas, beer, and wine, is tucked away, set back from Franklin Street, offering you an energizing or soothing oasis in your day. It's half off from Cafe Driotti. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Well, good morning. It is coming up on 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a quick look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. And this forecast is brought to you this morning by your friends at Carborough Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carborough, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carborough Family Medicine. You can find them on the web quite easily at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. 51 degrees, partly sunny, high today in the upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 45. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the upper 60s. On Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. On Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and highs in the upper 60s. An even bigger chance of rain on Sunday night, 50-50 chance of showers all night long, overnight low in the low 50s. And on Monday, 60% chance of rain with a high of about 68 degrees.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Patriots Day was picked as the day to detonate the bombs in Boston. But, as correspondent Barry Bagnato explains, the attacks might have been planned for this summer.
Law enforcement officials say Johar Tsarnaev claimed he and his brother originally planned to attack on July 4th when Boston stages a huge celebration, but that the homemade bombs were finished ahead of schedule, so the marathon became the target. He claimed he was only brought into the plot a few months ago. The devices, he said, were constructed in older brother Tamerlan's home in Cambridge. The officials cautioned that Johar said different things at different times during that first weekend when he was cooperating with investigators and that his claims might never be verified.
Also, Johar Tsarnaev had apparently said the sermons of radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki did influence them. The body of bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev has now been claimed by his family. It's after his widow okayed the release. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. 51 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. Look for a high today in the upper 60s, and actually a really nice day on the way. The teacher's first breakfast happening this morning at Squid's Restaurant on Portland Boulevard, and I'll be headed over there in just a little while. Rand Northam will be taking over here in the air chair, and I'll be going over there for the teacher's first breakfast. We'll broadcast the last 2 hours of the show from 7 to 9 there at Squid's, and hopefully be talking to some teachers and members of the Chapel Hill Carborough Public School Foundation. They're the ones who put this on, the teacher's first breakfast. We all appreciate our teachers, right? It's going on right now and will continue for a little while. Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board members were meeting last night. They say it might be time to reevaluate a key planning tool used throughout the county to estimate school capacity. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
Each year around this time, school officials sign off on the annual SAPFO report, which analyzes student enrollment and estimates the need for new facilities. And although the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board last night approved this year's report without hesitation, school board members agree it may be time to review the way student generation rates are calculated. Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFries told the school board that recent projections have not been accurate, in part because new developments don't fit the model currently in place.
Some neighborhoods like Chapel Watch Village or even Chapel Hill North or the multifamily units in Winmore and Claremont, before they were completed, they had already exceeded the anticipated generation rates for students.
SAPFO stands for Schools Adequate Public Facilities Ordinance. It's an agreement between the school systems, towns, and counties to use planning data on new residential development to project school enrollment before a permit is issued. If the projections exceed school capacity, SAPFO calls for a delay on construction until new facilities are in place. But the decade-old ordinance is under fire from several directions. School officials in the Chapel Hill Carborough District are seeing higher-than-expected student generation rates from new apartment complexes, while Orange County officials say growth in Mebane is skewing their numbers. The town is not a party to the SAPFO agreement. And a recent North Carolina Supreme Court ruling may take the teeth out of the ordinance by prohibiting the towns from withholding permits to developers on the basis of SAPFO numbers. With all this in mind, Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board members want the county to consider a study to review how the SAPFO ordinance is working. A full review could cost as much as $100,000, while a report focused only on student generation rates could cost about $40,000. Annette Estrida said it might be worth the cost to look at the bigger picture.
Since both districts are interested in trying to get more accurate information, I just wonder if, is it wise to go ahead and pursue a comprehensive study versus just this one piece related to the student generation rates? Given our past challenges in being able to use the data to just extract one piece, does it really give us all that we need?
Current SAPFO projections call for a new middle school for the Chapel Hill Carborough District in 2017. But LaFree said if county commissioners decide to fund the Culver Science Wing expansion this year, it will increase the capacity and delay the need for a new school by 2 years. James Etta Bedford reiterated the need for the expansion, saying the current classrooms are unacceptable.
It's not just an addition. There's no water in those rooms. So they are inadequate spaces. They shouldn't be called science labs. They're just long hallway rooms that science is taught in.
County commissioners will consider funding for the science wing at a budget work session on May 9th. The SAPFO report will be forwarded to the county for approval later this month. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The ongoing federal investigation of UNC's handling of sexual assault cases is far from over, but a new task force is charged to review and enhance the university's policies on the issue. It's a diverse 21-member compilation of students and leaders within the Carolina community. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
We're going to really line up the current policy with all of that feedback and federal regulations to create a product that works for the entire campus community here.
That's Christy Hurt, UNC's new interim Title IX coordinator. She'll chair the task force, which will meet throughout the summer and is made up of UNC students, faculty, and staff. Members were chosen on their expertise with and research related to tackling the emotional and complex issues involving sexual assault. Ann Penn, UNC's Equal Opportunity and American with Disabilities Act officer, appointed the task force. Members include Deputy Chief George Hare of the UNC Department of Public Safety, Terry Phoenix, Director of the UNC LGBTQ Center, and UNC Student Body President Christy Lambden.
change is in the works and change is likely to happen over the summer, and I'm excited to be part of it.
In preparation for the work to be done this summer, Lambton created an all-student task force that has met three times. They came up with 27 recommendations that Lambton will present to HURT. Terry Phoenix has been doing interpersonal primary prevention work throughout her career. She brings expertise and national best practice approaches to preventing sexual assault.
I think that I can bring a perspective that is really attuned to looking at all of the intersecting identities and all of the communities that we have on our campus as we think through the policy piece of it, as well as the education and the prevention and the response planning.
The task force will follow guidance from the Office for Civil Rights and build on the recommendations of Gina Smith. Smith is a former prosecutor whom Chancellor Holdenthorpe recruited in January. She's helping the university sort through the sexual misconduct investigation and is working with more than a dozen universities, helping to open up dialogues about sexual assault. Here's HURT speaking about Smith's role with the new task force.
Her feedback and the feedback that she's collected from people here at UNC is going to be a tremendous influence on this policy.
HURT says the group's goal is to present recommendations to Penn by the end of the summer, but then the work still won't be done.
I expect this to be a living document on some level for a long time while we keep figuring out what is working here for the community. So there will be some unveiling in the fall, but with additional points of feedback.
For more information about how you can get involved in the conversation on sexual assault, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Public Library Board of Trustees member Paul Farrell says Orange County could have the answer for the library's need of $350,000 in additional operating costs.
Almost 40% of the use of the library would be by people who do not contribute to the library, except for the amount the county provides, which is fairly minimal.
He suggests Orange County increase its contribution to the Chapel Hill Library more than an incremental plan that's currently in place. The newly renovated library is not a branch of the Orange County Library System, though all county residents are able to use it. In fact, figures show that about 58% of the library use comes from Chapel Hill residents, 37% comes from county residents outside Chapel Hill, and 4% is deemed out-of-county use. But at this time, only about 17% of the library's budget comes from Orange County. Now, in order to get the library up to 68 hours from the reduced 54 it's currently running on, that additional $350,000 would complete the $700,000 increase that was projected for the 35,000 square feet of space added to the reconstruction. Chapel Hill Public Library Board of Trustees member John Morris says the county recently recognized financial need the town was about to face.
Last September, the county commissioners and the town council signed a new agreement whereby the county would increase its contribution to the Chapel Hill Library 3% a year up until June 2015.
Orange County Library Director Lucinda Munger explains that that's not 3% in terms of Chapel Hill's figures, but 3% of the Orange County Library's budget.
In this year's coming budget, it will be the next to last goal. The amount that we contribute will be 27%. Last year it was 24%. Next fiscal year, it'll be up to our goal of 30%.
The remaining 70% will fund three branches, the main branch in Hillsboro, the Cybrary in downtown Carrboro, and the co-shared branch in McDougal Middle School in Carrboro. Figures show if Orange County were to contribute financially based on its use, like Farrell suggests, an additional $473,484 would be needed from the county, which would more than cover the current shortfall. However, that money will most certainly be taken from the other branches. It's been a waiting game for Chapel Hill residents that frequent the library. Unanswered questions such as which of Chapel Hill's top budget priorities will get funded in the upcoming budget year will get initially answered May 13th when Town Manager Roger Stansel releases his first budget outline. A public hearing will be then held May 20th at which people can give input on how they feel about the proposed budget. WCHL News Time, 641. 19 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Good morning.
Guess where I'll be this summer? Chapel Hill Gymnastics. The community's most popular gymnastics facility is offering summer camps. Your children ages 3 and up will learn new skills, make new friends, get exercise, and have fun. Chapel Hill Gymnastics Summer Camps take place in their 7,000-plus square foot climate-controlled gymnasium at the corner of Eubanks and Millhouse Roads. Register online today at chapelhillgymnastics.com. I'll be at Chapel Hill Gymnastics Summer Camp. You should come with me.
For more than 30 years, Pleasant Dry Cleaners has been Chapel Hillians' one stop for all their dry cleaning needs. And at Pleasant Dry Cleaners, Brenda Dye Honeycutt and her staff are proud to provide Chapel Hill with a Green Earth cleaning system. Green Earth is colorless, odorless, and will not harm the air, soil, or water supplies. It's also gentle on all fabrics, including those fine delicates. Visit Pleasant Dry Cleaners, located at 111 South Elliott Road, Village Pleasant, and experience the care they give your clothes, where quality is their specialty.
If you're looking for a show that's funny, fabulous, just plain old fun, you've got to see Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, the musical. There are so many great songs in the show, and you'll know every single one of them. You'll love Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, the musical.
Now on stage for 1 week only. For best seats, go online to DPACNC.com today.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers. Good to go.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
I am headed over to Squids for the teacher's first breakfast, and Ran is here. Ran's going to be taking over here in the on-air studio, and I'll be headed over there to join Anthony Wellman for our broadcast of the teacher's first breakfast. That happens every year. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And I get breakfast, too. Hey, I might even bring breakfast back for you. What do you think? Good?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. It's not TVs, you know. All right. So I'm going to head out, and I'll see you. See you guys in just a little bit here. All right. Here we go.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Walt Mack. They stand lonely, ignored by passers-by. Not even a glance do they get. Empty, vacuous, staring into space. No, these are not the homeless, but rather two electric car generating stations installed more than a year ago in the Seymour Senior Center parking lot on Homestead Road. I don't recall ever seeing them being used. At a cost of more than $84,000, the charging stations are among 16 placed at different locations in Orange County as part of the U.S. Department of Energy's experiment. Owners of the new electric cars like the Nissan Leaf and the Chevy Volt can hook up to the stations and get a charge free. It takes about 4 hours to get a complete charge. Now, I ask you, who has the time to hang around for 4 hours waiting for the car to get charged up? The electricity costs Orange County about 50 cents an hour. Two parking spaces are reserved for electric cars at the Seymour Center. The parking lot is often filled to capacity, save for those two empty spaces. There's a huge energy transformation taking place right now, which will ultimately replace gasoline-driven vehicles. All electric cars, hybrids, natural gas, fuel cells, or possibly a diversification of all four types. It's anybody's guess. But until that time comes, why not make more space available for parking and let the unused charging stations go free? This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever, keeping us doing it right, Ron Stutt.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
For Carolina pitcher Bent Moss, the awards and accolades continue to roll in. Moss, 7-1 on the 2013 slate with an ERA of 3.34, was named Academic All-District yesterday. Aside from that, Moss and the rest of the Tar Heel baseball team will be handling exams over the weekend. No baseball until next Tuesday, and Mike Fox says it's a balancing act managing baseball with the academic side.
Well, I mean, it is what it is, and it's a spring sport. Obviously, we have to deal with final exams. It's about a 10-day period, and we give the guys plenty of time off, plenty of time to study. We know their schedule, when their exams are. It's always weird not to be playing for a weekend, but it'll give us time to work with some guys individually and practice, and then give them some rest as well.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Elsewhere, the UNC women's tennis team has placed four players in the singles championships. Competition begins May 22nd in Urbana, Illinois.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Hey, Ron Stutz, we'll talk to you in just a few minutes. WCHL News Time is 6:48. We're going to take a time out. Come back with traffic and weather together.
Pulmonology. Gastro what? I can't say that.
These are big words for kids to say, even bigger for them to handle. That's why we salute the real-life superheroes that make North Carolina Children's Hospital the super hospital it is. Ranked in 10 of 10 clinical categories by U.S. News and World Report, and highest in the state in pulmonology, gastroenterology, and cancer. North Carolina Children's Hospital is really proud of its number one ranking with those that matter most.
Like me. Like me.
This is Richard Quinn from Fifth Season Gardening. It's spring planting season, and we're ready to show you how to grow organically with organic seeds, vegetable starts, soil, fertilizer, and pest control. We're equally proud of our nursery, stocked with an unusual variety of annuals, perennials, and fruit trees, and ceramic pots in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Garden smart at Fifth Season, downtown Carborough.
Come on down, Fifth Season. Come on down, Fifth Season. Come on down, Fifth Season. Garden Company.
Good morning, I'm Rand Northam. WCHL News Time is 6:49. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Well, all roadways moving smoothly this morning. I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway moving without any problems, no accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. And as always, you can tweet us. But as always, we ask that you do that safely. That brings us to your Chapel Hill Carborough Weather Report. And this weather report is brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, where you can enjoy a $3 happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 6. All full-sized menu items are just $3. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center. Right now, it is 50 degrees in Chapel Hill, sunny skies and clear skies, 49 degrees in Carborough, 46 in Hillsboro. Expect partly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s, and tomorrow, partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s, and on Sunday, mostly sunny skies with a 40% chance of showers, highs in the upper 60s. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and lows in the lower 50s. That's traffic and weather together this morning. Coming up next, we will take a look at local and celebrity birthdays right here on the WCHL Friday Morning News.
Hi, I'm David Fitch. My great-grandfather started Fitch Lumber and Hardware back in 1907. Since then, we provide thousands of contractors and homeowners with top-quality building products and exceptional service that's truly second to none. Everything you need to construct, renovate, and repair the home, from the foundation to the roof, we can help you with. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro across from Carr Mill Mall. 105 years and counting. Here comes Fitch.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Salemson, Chief Executive Officer of Corporate Investors Mortgage Group, and I'm proud to lead Chapel Hill's only locally owned mortgage bank. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows, so whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heels!
Good morning, I'm Rand Northam. Now it's time for Local and Celebrity Birthdays, presented by University Florist. We begin with our national celebrities. Folk singer Pete Seeger is 94. Actor Alex Cord is 80 years old today. Singer Frankie Valli of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons is 79. Sports announcer Greg Gumbel is 67. Country singer Brad Martin is 40 years old today. Country singer Eric Church is 36. And actress Jill Barrard is 23. Our local celebrity birthday winner of the day today is Randy Haven O'Donnell, a member of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen. And Randy wins a $10 gift certificate from University Florist. Let University Florist express for you what you have hard to what you find hard to say in words, much like I am right now. University Florist on Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Happy birthday to Randy Haven O'Donnell. Hey, anybody who's celebrating birthdays today, happy birthday to you.
This is 97.9 FM WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Freddie Collier, he's coming in laughing, so I knew today's question is going to be good.
We're doing something local today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're doing a Carrboro question.
Oh, good. Carrboro.
Where it's
always to Carrboro Fair. We're in Carrboro, where it's always a degree cooler.
Because they are cool.
How's it going?
Yeah, not many people believe that Carrboro is what Chapel Hill used to be.
It is, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, if you've been around here long enough,
I remember one time, Carrboro... Carrboro wanted to maintain its own identity.
It was not a cool place to be, not necessarily.
Yeah.
But now it's like totally different.
It's the Paris of the Piedmont.
Hip. Cross ties capital of the world.
Yeah, exactly. Back in the 1880s or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Made more of it than anybody else.
Yep.
Carrboro's our question, folks. And if you know the answer to this, call us
919
WCHL.
Yep. You can swap trivia prize and also get a $10 gift card to
Cruisers.
Good to go.
Well, you're good to go, yeah. All right, here we go, folks. Carrboro's our category. Back in the 1970s, if the locals wanted to gather at a spot where you could get a cold one, maybe even pitch some horseshoes out back, they went to a place where today the Spotted Dog is located. What was the name of that local hangout?
What was it? It's right there in that little fork.
It's right there in that little corner, little pie.
Pie-shaped piece of property there.
Back in the 70s, maybe back in the 60s, if the locals wanted to gather at a spot where they could get a cool, refreshing beverage, maybe even pitch some horseshoes out back, they went to a place where today the Spotted Dog is located. What was the name of that local hangout?
Somebody will know that right away.
Oh, yes, they will.
Phone's already lighting up over
call
here.
Call us.
All right, call right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Kristen Rogers is a social worker at UNC Healthcare. For the last 6 years, she's been working with women who really needed help in the Horizons program.
The Horizons Residential Program is part of the actual university department of the OBGYN, and we have two residential programs for women and their children who suffered with substance abuse issues. The women come and reside in our residential program for 12 months with their children, and we work with them on a variety of different issues, including their parenting, DBT, or other substance abuse issues.
Kristen Rogers is a very special person, and she's today's WCHL hometown hero. She says this can be rewarding work.
It's very stressful, but it is rewarding when you see the changes that occur in people
people's lives and how much better their lives become because of all the work they do themselves.
Kristen works with a variety of women.
I teach at least 2 to 3 groups every week with all the clients working on their job readiness skills. Some clients come in with no high school education at all, and some come in with college or postgraduate degree. Substance abuse is a disease that affects people of all ages, races, color, all of that. It affects all of us, and the people that I deal with and teach the classes to come to me with different skill sets, with different abilities and different needs. And so I work with them on better preparation for themselves as they move forward to self-sufficiency and employment and education.
The Horizons program has some very definite goals.
Focus primarily on sobriety, handling the substance abuse issues. They also focus on teaching people about professionalism. Then it also works on their parenting and bringing the family unit back together in a healthy manner.
The bottom line is Kristen Rogers always wanted to help people.
I did. I actually grew up overseas with parents who were missionaries, and so I saw my parents doing that kind of work where they were helping people who were underserved and really needed assistance. And so that's always been a love of mine, to just see people go from a not so great place to getting it better and better and better. And so that's always been really high on my priority list, is to be of assistance to others.
Kristen Rogers was nominated by Mike Komovis for today's recognition. It's easy to see why Kristen is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Well, Ron and Freddie stumping everybody today. The answer, Bullwinkles. Bullwinkles is the answer today. We'll be back again on Monday with Freddie and Ron to bring you another trivia question. WCHL News Time is 6:58.
Today is your last chance to take advantage of a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Cafe Driotti. It's half off, $20 for a gift card available until midnight for $10. Today's Our Local Deal takes you to a special place within the southern part of heaven. Cafe Driotti, serving award-winning coffees, teas, beer, and wine, is tucked away, set back from Franklin Street, offering you an energizing or soothing oasis in your day. It's half off from Cafe Driotti. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning, I'm Rand Northam. WCHL News Time is 6:59. Ron Stutz will be with us here in just a couple of moments after CBS News. He's heading out for the teacher breakfast this morning. Right now, it's time for your Chapel Hill Carborough Weather Report. And this weather report is brought to you by Carborough Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill Carborough and the surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, come join them at Carborough Family Medicine, or find them on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. 50 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Sunny skies and sunny skies throughout the day today. You're listening to 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina. 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news.